Ohio's medical marijuana program is finally up and running, but that's putting Ohio State and other universities in a tough spot. Students and faculty might have recommendations for medical pot from their doctor, but schools receiving federal funding still have to ban marijuana from campuses or risk jeopardizing that money. All of the universities contacted by WOSU say they plan on following federal guidelines. Joining us now to talk about this issue is Mason Tvert. He's the spokesman for the Marijuana Policy Project in Washington, D.C. It's a nonprofit organization whose goal is to change state laws to reduce or eliminate penalties for medical and non-medical use of marijuana. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So what are the three federal laws schools are trying to remain compliant with?
Schools are concerned about the general federal laws making marijuana illegal and the potential for them to lose their funding. And this is something that we've heard from state governments and local governments. We really hear it in all sorts of different institutions. But what we have yet to see are any of these institutions actually losing funding as a result of allowing medical marijuana use on their premises. So this is really more about the threat and less about a real harm. And unfortunately, it means that some seriously ill people are not able to use a product that could help them that they're legally allowed to use.
Ohio is among 33 states, as well as Washington, D.C., in legalizing medical marijuana. Have any universities just taken a chance and allowed the use of medical pot?
To our knowledge, no university has proactively said that it will allow its students to consume medical cannabis on their campuses. We do see research starting to take place at some of these universities, but we're still not seeing any of them actually openly allowing their students to consume medical cannabis, at least on campus. And that's really the issue here is, you know, you've got a large percentage of students at most campuses who are residing in dorms or other university housing, and they're not able to consume their state legal medicine in their homes.
Marijuana is still usually smoked, but it's also popular in edibles like brownies and gummy bears. And there are also oils and other ways to use it. So there's no way really a university could enforce a ban on it. Doesn't it basically turn into a don't ask, don't tell policy?
Well, it's really no different than it would be for any other illegal substance use or even alcohol use by underage students. The problem is that a student faces punishment. And even bigger problem is that students might be deterred from seeking this solution because they're fearful of reprisal. So you've got students who might be suffering from a medical condition, could benefit from medical marijuana, but they don't actually seek access to it because they worry about being punished by their school.
Universities are in a unique position because students often live there, and it's much harder for them to leave than workers at a business or something similar.
Yeah, it really comes down to the rights of individuals to use a legal medication under their state laws. And really, we would like to see universities treating medical cannabis that's state legal and regulated no differently than any other prescription product that a doctor has recommended.
Now, there are some critics who say that there hasn't been enough testing or really any federal testing of medical marijuana to judge its effectiveness and what kind of dose we'd be talking about that people could take in what circumstance.
Well, there's actually been more research on marijuana than many FDA-approved pharmaceutical products. It is one of the most thoroughly researched substances. Unfortunately, there have been barriers to research at the federal level.
What do you think it's going to take for universities to allow medical pot? And is there any way for that to happen without a massive change to federal law?
We're really seeing a similar situation with universities that we're seeing with financial institutions, where they are fearful of the worst case scenario. But we've yet to actually see any face that worst case scenario. And so, unfortunately, at this point, it seems like comprehensive changes in laws are needed to reassure these institutions that they will not face any sort of significant punishments. It is also possible that other smaller changes could be made, whether it's an appropriations amendment that limits the federal government's ability to enforce these laws.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. I've been speaking with Mason Tvert. He's the spokesman for the Marijuana Policy Project in D.C. Thanks again.
Thank you.